So, good morning, everybody. And I'm just going to kind of give you a quick overview, not a lot of in-depth stuff. I worked for the city for about 32 years, and Mayor Kreischman called me early this year and asked me if I'd come back and help lead the effort for the Mayor's Baseball Forever campaign. It's actually a joint venture of the city and the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. Mayor Kreischman and Chris Steinacher, the CEO of the chamber, are the co-leaders. The overall objective is to keep the Rays in St. Petersburg throughout their current contract and beyond. That's why we're calling it Baseball Forever. We want to be the home of a Major League Baseball franchise, our franchise, forever, if at all possible. And we're working with a community-based group here. We've got 42 people on the campaign. We've got several groups. We've created five subgroups. And in addition to keeping the Rays in St. Petersburg through this campaign, the city is working very closely with the Tampa Bay Rays. The mayor, other members of his staff, and myself have frequent contact with them. We're working with Pinellas County. In fact, Commissioner Ken Welch is a member of our campaign group. Also, City Council member Ed Montaneri is a member of our group. In addition to the business community at large, we continue to work with all the parties that are involved. In addition to this campaign, we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. The city is developing a master plan for the redevelopment of the TROP site, and it is going to include a location for a ballpark. We're going to leave the design specifics to the Rays, but it also is going to involve an additional 66 acres of high-intensity urban development. So it creates a tremendous opportunity. You all know how great downtown St. Pete is doing. And in fact, the development of the area is already spreading over to the TROP site. So we think that's a tremendous upside, not only for the city and the community, but also the Rays. And we think that'll get their attention. We've established five different subgroups, and we have leaders from the community for each subgroup. We have a corporate recruitment group. We're trying to create linkages between the corporate community and the Rays, and that group is led by Marcus Green. He is the senior vice president here with BB&T Bank. We have a small business recruitment group as well to try to develop a better relationship between small businesses and the Rays. That group is led by Joni James. She is the CEO of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership. We have a marketing and promotion group that is working on to profile and attract everybody to what we're trying to do with the Rays. And that's led by Milan Bavarkar. He is the president of Priatech. If you don't know Priatech, it's an upcoming company. You may know about the tower downtown that used to be called the Bank of America Tower. Well, Priatech put their name on it, so now it's the Priatech Tower, just to give you an idea of what they do. They're in the marketing business. They're experts at it. So he's leading our effort in that area. We also have a community and civic engagement group, very important. We're trying to get different neighborhood organizations, civic organizations involved behind supporting the Rays. That group is led by David Punzak. He's an attorney, a local guy, he's been here a long time, and he is with Carlton Fields. And the last group is a transportation and infrastructure group. That group is focusing on the assets and attributes of the TROP site and why it works so well. We're going to try to make a case on that angle as well. And that is led by Bob Bylick. He's an attorney with Abby Adams. And Bob and I and a few other people that are still around were part of the original Clutch Hitters groups that was developed in the late 70s and early 80s. So we've got a great group of leaders working with the mayor, myself. I work very closely with Kevin King, the chief of staff. We're kind of a team there. And you might say, why are we committing all this time, effort, and money to try to keep the team here? That's why I passed out the thing that Jim just passed out to you. And you'll see in a one-page summary why it's important for a community to have a major league team, but also, in this case, to keep a major league team. And for us, it's primarily about business, recruitment, and sustainability. We want to keep the Rays here because they are a multi-million dollar a year business. Earlier this year, Forbes magazine estimated the value of the franchise at $650 million. And we're approaching like this issue just like we would if Raymond James or Franklin Templeton or any major corporation was thinking about leaving St. Petersburg. We haven't even got to the point of new ballpark negotiations because the Rays have created the process we're dealing with now. So we are working through the Rays. So with any other entity, private sector, public sector, that wants to make a proposal for a stadium. So we're looking at the value of the stadium. You'll see there in that outline, one of the bullet points is a study was done in 2008 by a consultant for the Pinellas County Tourist Development Council. They estimated the annual economic impact of a major league franchise at somewhere between about $200 million to $300 million a year. And that was done with what they call an intercept study. So I actually interviewed people going to the games, staying in hotels, and so forth, going to restaurants and bars. So it's a substantial benefit for this community. So what can you do to help? Well, one thing you can do to help is support the team in any way you can. You can also talk to your friends, colleagues, neighborhood associations, business associates, and tell them how important this mission is for St. Petersburg. So please get involved. Help us solve the problem. The chamber is putting forth a great effort to keep this thing going forward. We want to keep the Rays in St. Pete. I've got to thank Mark Ferguson. He's a member of our campaign group. Of course, the mayor is the co-chair of the group. So I'll stop there with any questions. We started this early this year, and Friday night we had a Baseball Forever night at the Trop, and in a matter of a few weeks, we sold over 2,000 tickets, so we had three sections full out at the Trop Friday night. So thank you very much for the opportunity to share what we're doing. Okay, thank you.